It's Wednesday of the second week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Now here's an excerpt of something Joseph Ratzinger wrote in his book, Daughter Zion. It happens to be about the virgin birth, but I wonder if it doesn't pertain to another Marian doctrine discussed today. The determination with which nowadays Jesus' birth of the virgin is rejected cannot be explained by pointing to the historical problems. The real and sustaining reason inspiring the historical questions lies elsewhere, in the difference between our worldview and the biblical account, and in the notion that the latter has no place in a world determined by the natural sciences. Any worldview is always a synthesis between knowledge and evaluation, and in this indeed lies the problem. Regarding the tenets of our worldview that would psychologically compel us to declare the virgin birth an impossibility, it is clear that this is not a result based on knowledge but on evaluation. Granted, a virgin birth, now as then, is improbable, but not at all simply impossible. There is no proof of its impossibility, and no serious scientist would assert there is. By no means are we thus dealing here with incidentals, but with the central questions. Who was this Jesus? Who or what is man? And ultimately, with the question of all questions, who or what is God? This question, in the last analysis, decides the definition of what man is, even an atheistic conception of man, by way of denial, is determined in its question about man by the question about God. The testimony about Jesus' birth of the Virgin Mary is not merely some fringe devotional corner in the context of New Testament faith. It is not merely the private little sanctuary of two gospel writers, easily and without loss dispensed with. Rather, we touch here on the question about God. Is God somewhere a deep dimension of all being, holding up everything like buoyant water, as it were, with no one knowing how? Or is he the one who acts, who has power, who knows and loves his creation, is present to it and active in it forevermore, even here and now? Natus ex Maria Virgine is in its core a theological statement. It testifies to a God who has not abandoned his creation. On this is based the Christian's hope, his freedom, his serenity, and his responsibility. In that excerpt, Ratzinger seems to be dealing with a fundamental question of modernism, which is, in effect, the reduction of the supernatural to the natural. Peace of soul is more to be desired than anything else in this world. Wealth, honors, and pleasures are valueless as long as we are discontented and disturbed at heart. Happiness is essentially internal, not external. Anyone who looks for it outside himself cannot find it simply because it does not exist there. Interior peace, however, is capable of bringing us whatever happiness can be obtained in this world. We can have this peace if we avoid sin. The Holy Spirit assures us that there is no peace to the wicked. Our tranquility will be increased by humility and gentleness. A haughty and ambitious man can never be at peace. Come to me, Jesus invites us, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The only way, then, by which we can acquire peace of soul is by avoiding sin, practicing humility, and obeying the law of God. The saints possessed this serenity, even in times of trial and of suffering, because they lived in God and were perfectly faithful to his law. Antonio Cardinal Bacci.